Bankrupt carrier Jet Airways, India, Limited has failed to attract any buyer and is likely to be sent for liquidation when the airline and SQO's lenders meet on Thursday. The grounded carrier didn't SQO.T receive any bids from potential investors by the revised March 10 deadline, and its committee of creditors is likely to vote for liquidation of the airline, said a banker aware of the development. Vishesh C. Shandiok, CEO of Grant Thornton India, had indicated last week that the process to find a buyer for the airline had failed. Grant Thornton is the resolution professional in charge of overseeing Jet Airways and Number 39, bankruptcy proceedings under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, IBC. I'm sorry to report, but I fear we are very near the end of the road for hashtag Jet Airways and The proverbial Andlsquo, chicken or egg Andlsquo, is what killed the airline and My apologies to all the employees, in particular that we at Grant Thornton in couldn't do better for you, Andlsquo, he tweeted. In December, the Mumbai bench of the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, had extended the period for Jet Airways and SQO insolvency resolution by 90 days and allowed its lenders to go for a fresh round of bidding after failing to find any buyers earlier. In the previous rounds of bidding, the financially troubled airline had received interest from the UK-based Hinduja Group and South America-based Synergy Group, which owns a majority stake in Colombian carrier Avianca Holdings. The airline had also received initial expressions of interest from billionaire Anil Agarwal and SQO's family trust Volcan Investment, which pulled out subsequently, as well as Panama-based investor Avanchilo Group and Russian fund Treasury Ari Creator, both of which did not submit any bids. In the initial rounds, Jet and SQO's former Abu Dhabi-based joint venture partner Etihad Airways, which owned a 24% stake in the Indian airline, did not show any interest. Once India and SQO's largest airline, Jet Airways, was grounded on April 18, 2019 after running out of cash and failing to secure funds from investors and lenders. The carrier was admitted for bankruptcy proceedings on June 20. The airline and its lenders have been searching for new investors ever since. Jet Airways owes more than 8,000 crore, $1.08 billion, to banks and is facing claims of 24,887 crore, $3.37 billion, from various creditors including banks, suppliers and employees. The NCLT has admitted claims worth 14,000 crore, $1.90 billion.